About 10 lines from the top, the two dots. We're going through the different cases of the Mishnah that you get Malkus for. You get Kaddish, you get Malkus. Says the Gemara, how much the quantity that you need to eat from Tevel before you're liable for Malkus. Reb Shimon says even a small amount. The Chacham say it has to be a kezayis. Reb Shimon says that a kernel of wheat is like a berry. And the Chacham say no, a worm is like a berry, or an ant is like a berry, but not a seed. Kernel of a seed. Says the Gemara, Amar Abibi, only something that's alive, we say berry. Not something that fruits. Amar Abibi, Amar Reb Shimon Lakish. Machlek is, the whole machlek is bachita by wheat. Avol bekama, it's already turned into wheat. Avol bekama, while standing in the stalk, is a divrei hakol kezayis. Everyone agrees, even Reb Shimon, you need it as a kezayis. Rabbi Yimi, before you're liable. Rabbi Yimi, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, ki machlek is bezug, kach machlek is bezug. Reb Shimon holds that all these sudin, forget about barrier. Reb Shimon holds bechlal, all these sudin, kol shehu, we'll have this in more Gemara Shavuos. Reb Shimon holds of chafte, kol shehu lemakis, lekarbon yidah kezayis, before makis, even a kol shehu. So I'm going to ask a question. In our Mishnah, it talks about berry, nothing to do with koshu. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Amar Reb Shimon, aren't you meidi ba'ochel molei ein and koshu, the smallest amount, shu chayiv, that you're liable, malchus, omre loim, ibn eshi kibriyasa, because it's a berry. Omre lehen, he said to them, avchita achas kibriyasa, so why are you looking at an ant as a berry? What about a kernel of seed? Chita in komoloi, only wheat, ledivreim komar. So it sounds from there, it sounds only because it's a barrier. Was it? The whole word of Shimon is because it's a barrier, therefore I argue and I hold you liable no matter what size. But it sounds like it wouldn't be a barrier, it would be a comma just growing. You took a little piece of whatever, tevel. You wouldn't be liable, Malkus. You just said a minute ago, according to Rav Yimi, that Shimon holds a kosher hula Malkus. Nothing to do with barrier. And yet the Mishnah seems clearly the only reason why they're arguing is whether you say barrier by a non-living thing as well. Sorry? I'm sorry, kemach. Yeah, kemach, sorry. Flower, yeah. Sorry, you're right. Oh, my glasses. Okay, losing my line. No, the divreim kambalu. He's telling them. Brought right to the Mishnah. Show him the Mishnah. We'll be one line there. The divreim kambalu. He's talking according to the Chacham. Lididi, according to me, I feel a kemach nami, even flour. Ela lidchu. I hold that kosher hulamakas. But according to you, that you say when you the kazai is oideli me has been made the chita achas one kernel of wheat kebriyasa. That's how it was shaped. That's how it was created. So it should be liable. But rabbanan briyas neshama chashuva chita loy chashuva. Only something that has a life to it. We say it's a barrier, and I don't care about the size, but not about a kernel of wheat. Tanya kavosa the rabbi Meir Taka learned exactly what rabbi Meir says. We'll have in shuvas. Rabbi Shimon Aimer kosher hulamakas. The smallest amount you eat, you chayv makis, le'omru kezayis. What's this whole business of kezayis? Ele inyan karbon. Reb Shimon believes in a concept called achshavei, that when you ate it, no matter what size it is, if you ate it, that means to you it was chashav, and that's enough to be liable for. Mishnah.
He would say that 100%.
Yeah, which I wouldn't say.
It's enough for
a carbon,
just for...
Yeah, for makos. Carbon exerts a kosef. But for Marcus, it's good. Whatever any aveda you do, you eat a mashu, you machshav it. You have to be a pool, and not by your rabbi matzah, eating. Says the Gemara, we have actually the concept of Psochra in the second page. If you burned it, then you ate it, you showed it to you as chashav. Mishnah. Ha'oichel bikurim. Number of other avedas, we continue learning, that you get malchus for. If you ate bikurim, that's what you bring the new crop to the Beis HaMikdash. And you're supposed to say a whole bunch of psukim arami ovidami, and you ate it before you said those psukim. Actually, koralein, before you said those psukim, or kotche kotchim, you ate kotche kotchim, but chutz leklaim, outside of the Mishkan or outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And all of these, you'll get a lav for. You get malchus. Kotchim kalim, and this is all according to Rabbi Akiva. You get kotches, you get a lav. Kotchim kalim. If you ate a carbon, let's say a carbon shlamim, but you ate it outside of Yerushalayim or Maisa Sheni, which is supposed to bring Yerushalayim and eat it. Chutz l'chaim, you ate it, all of them outside Yerushalayim. And this l'chaim we already had before Maisa Sheni. If you weren't paid it, which is the same idea, you ate outside Yerushalayim. The Gemara will ask why we ask, why we mention again. You ate a carbon pesach and you broke the bones. The Tate says, but you shouldn't break any bones, and you did. In all of the cases, in these cases, you get malchus 40. You get your lashes. And what about aval hamoisir betoy? If you left behind a carbon, in other words, noise, you don't get malchus. Why not? It's a lav hanitig lasei. Or Ashay Vibitame, you broke the bone of a Tamadiga Karn Pesach, also you don't get Malchus. Because it says like he's brought a boy only in a kosher Pesach. Ain't like a boy. Hanoitel Eimalaboni, we had this machlokes yesterday. If you took the children away when the mother was present, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loikevein Mishalech, Fafaun. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're supposed to send the mother away first. You didn't, it's not there to rectify his Fafaun. You're too late. The damage was done, she's in pain. Means even you already you can send it away afterwards, even though you took it away, send it away afterwards. It's very hard to understand the Chachamim. What do you gain sending the mother away after you took away already his children? They're in tzar, they're in pain, they saw you take away their eggs. So what are you going to gain by sending away afterwards? Is there some connection to the nest itself, not just to the eggs in the nest? Of their own eggs. So it's the nest as well that is sort of painful. You send it away, you shoot away. Yeah, Michelle, you like you don't get Malchus. This is the rule called mitzvah loisase. She yesh bo kumase ein chayovin ole. Any mitzvah loisase is a kumase. That in other words, the only way you're able to by being passive, you don't get Malchus. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Why? Because it's a lav hanitig laasei. Any lav that has a kumase, how to fix it, and including shalul chakan, the same thing. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanan ben Yechid, and zud divrei Akiva stimto. Our Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah, what? That kriya is ma'akiv. Bringing the shalim is not enough. You actually have to say Arami, over and all that. Abu Chachamim, I mean, bikurim hanochem akevus. Kriya ein ma'akevus. Chachamim disagree. They hold that you have to bring it to the shalim and you have to put it by the mizbech. That's ma'akiv, and you cannot eat it before then. But once you did that, even though you didn't say the psuk, but I'm ever lovey, there's no aveda if you ate it then. Says Gemara Velema, okay, you decided the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva because we had the beginning of Megillah that most Mishnahs are May and Kulan and Libra Rabbi Akiva, but Lechayda we saw that Shimon clearly holds that the Kriya is Ma'akiv, so why don't you say that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon? Says Gemara Velema, Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Stimto, why don't you say the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Stam? Because Rabbi Shimon is the only one that we saw clearly says Kriya is Ma'akiv. HaKamashlon, he wants to tell you that Rabbi Akiva get up Shimon Svirle. Rabbi Akiva holds like his Talmud of Shimon Yochai. Really should be the other way around. Exactly. Shimon. Exactly. I guess because Shimon is Mefudish, Rabbi Akiva, you know, is not, so we're assuming. My Rabbi Shimon. What's this Rabbi Shimon? So we're going to learn a long Braise. Only one, three words in that Braise is Negeya, but since we're learning a long Braise, we're going to go through the whole Braise. And that's today's Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, we learned that there's a Pasig, an interesting Pasig. It says a Pasig. You should not, it says in the Pasuk, I'll just read the Pasuk because it's negay every word here. L'sucha lecho b'sharecha, you should not eat, it's on the side of the Pasuk. L'sucha lecho b'sharecha, you should not eat inside in your own cities. What shouldn't you eat? Ma'asa degoncha v'sireishcha v'sirecha. Okay, you should eat your ma'aser. Then it says, v'b'chayres, carbon b'chay, you shouldn't eat outside your shalayim. B'karcha v'tzaincha, also the bokar and tzain, we'll see he's talking about carbon shalomim. Or the kabbalas, v'cholid derecha, and all you in the darim, ashetil that you make v'nidvei secha and yedavus utrumas yedecha. A whole bunch of things there. He says, don't eat outside of your shalim. And what Rav Shimon is going to do is he's going to start the pasuk backwards. He's going to first think tight truma, and then work your way backwards. Why do you have to say truma? We already know, you know. Why do you say nidvei secha? We already know truma. He's going to work his way backwards, as if what is written later in the Pasuk is written first. So why do you need what's written first in the Pasuk when you already have what's written later in the Pasuk? And therefore, each one adds another dimension. And one of them will be that Bekurim, if you don't read the Pesukim, you cannot eat it. Because you don't need it for outside the Shalayim. You know, you know it automatically. If the weakest link in the chain, you're not allowed to eat outside the Shalayim, surely everything else, which is more chumming, not outside the Shalayim. Each one is coming to teach you another din. And by Bekurim, it's coming, which we'll see, which is Bekurim. Bekurim you bring when you read, but then it belongs to the Pasuk. Sorry? Yeah, but everybody can eat it. Says the Gemara, the time you learned. It's a Trumas Yotcha, the last thing in the Pasuk is Trumas Yotcha, he says, Eile Bekurim. Trumas Yotcha, that's referring to Bekurim. Because Yotcha, and it says by Bekurim, so therefore we say it has to do with Bekurim. Omer Rab Shimon, Ma Bo Zeh Lamdenu. Why in the world do you need to tell me that Bekurim you shouldn't eat outside? To tell you not to eat outside the shalayim. We already know from Ma'aser that it's much easier. Ma Ma'aser Hakal. Madach Maisa, which is the easiest. Oichlan chutz l'chaima loike. If you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you get malkos. And we have a few psukim that are telling you that. Bikurim l'koshkeim. Bikurim is stricter than Maisa. Now, why is Bikurim stricter than Maisa? We'll see in other Amud Beis. Bikurim is stricter than Maisa. Halloy bohakosas. What is the teaching you? Nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Ella. La'oichel mit Bikurim. To teach you this new din. That if you ate Bikurim, actually, kod alayim before you said the psukim, shehu loike. That's what that pasuk is coming to teach you. Okay, so the only thing that he takes from the beginning of the pasuk is l'sucha lecho b'sherecha ma'isa. So assume ma'isa, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, and ma'isa is the easiest thing. If ma'isa, you cannot eat outside Yerushalayim, and surely b'kudim, you cannot eat outside Yerushalayim. Why does the Torah have to tell you b'kudim, don't eat outside Yerushalayim? It's not. It's telling you you're getting malchus for something else. For what? For eating it before you said the psukim. Then the next one. It says, v'nidvaysecha, what's that referring to? Zutayda v'shlamim. Nidvaysecha, the things that you donate. Karm tayda, karm shlamim. Now what? Don't eat outside of Shalayim. Again, Omer Rav Shimon, ma bozelam denim. Im la'ichot v'chomim, I'll eat outside of Shalayim. Kavachayim v'maisa. It's stricter than maisa. What I need it for? A new dimension. Ha'olay bo'ar kosov, ala oichol b'tayda v'shlamim. In your shlamim, if you ate a tayda v'shlamim, b'alif ne'zika, before you sprinkle them in the bayach, shehu leike, that you get malchus. You get malchus. You don't need to tell you outside the Shalayim. So you need to tell you a new din, and that's the din. If you ate it before Zrika, that you're a chayv. So anyway, right, the next word it says ubechaydes. What's bechaydes? Obviously, it's a bechayd. That's carbon bechayd. They shouldn't eat it outside the Shalayim. Amar b'shimim ma bozelam deinu. Mice is the easiest thing. Once you know that you cannot eat mice outside of Yerushalayim, mice are shiny, and everything else you can't. Why is it have to itemize each one? Each one teach a new halacha. What halacha is coming to teach you regarding b'chayit? Im lifnei zrika, and if you can tell me it's coming to teach you that you should eat the carbon b'chayit before you sprinkle it, we can learn that out of kavachayimah from a carbon taida. Kavachayimah mit taida shlamim. B'chayit is stricter, we'll soon see why, because it's born holy. It's stricter than a taida shlamim. And taida shlamim, you're not allowed to eat before sprinkling. So the same thing here. If a zor eats of a b'chayit, even after a b'chayit can only be eaten by koinim, if a yisrael eats the b'chayit, I don't care before zika or after zika, you get malchus. Shehu leike, you get malchus. That's what that's coming to teach you. Then the pasuk says, going working our way. I'm not sure why the order here was changed. But b'karcha v'tzaycha zuchatas v'ashem. That's referring to a chatas and an ashem. In other words, all of these things we have in our say reading the Torah that only a kohen should eat it, or only you should eat it after dam zochecha yishav and you need it. Now we're adding a lav to it to give you malchus. B'karcha v'tzoncha, what's it called? B'karcha v'tzoncha, that's talking about chatas v'ashem. Teach you what? That you're not allowed to eat outside of Shemaim. You're not even allowed to eat that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Shimon, ma bozelam deinu im lo'ichol zochayim kavachayim ma'ase. Kavachayim ma'ase. Im lifnei zik, you're not allowed to eat it before zik kavachayim ma'ase v'shlam. Im la'acha zik, that is Yisrael, is not allowed to eat after zik kavachayim b'chayim. And Chatzos Asher is much stricter. We'll soon see why it's stricter, because it's mechaper. Halloy boha kosev ella to teach a new din, which din lo oichol mechatzos v'ashem. Afilu lachazik, if you ate from Chatzos Asher, even after sprinkling, but chutz the kalayim, inside the walls of the Shalayim, but outside the walls of the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, shehu like the koyin gets malchus. So talking about a coin, back to a coin. A coin is an assay, and Torah says you have to eat it in the base of Mikdash, and eat it outside. Then it says in the Dorecha, it says in the Pasuk in the Dorecha, the Zu Oyla, that's an Oyla. He's not really going, supposed to be going from back to front, but he's going back, front, he's going back and forwards.
But is the same with the way he's choosing Mansa deliberately? Just that's how he's doing it.
I don't know. Because when he talks about it, doesn't break it down into the order. Yeah, but it's not. Each one is stricter than Maisa. Each one is stricter than Maisa, and each one is stricter than the one about Zrik and all that is stricter. You'll see in a minute. This is Oyla. Okay, when the Rech is Oyla. The Derech Zor Oyla B'Shimin. We'll soon see. It's Kulei Kol, yeah. The Derech Zor Oyla Amar B'Shimin. Ma Bozer Lam. What's come teach you? Im La Oichon Chutz L'Chayme. That you're not allowed outside of all Kavu Chayme Maisa. Im Lif Nei Zike. That you're not allowed before sprinkling Kavu Chayme Metoide V'Shlamim. We already know you're not allowed to before sprinkling. Im La Acha Zike. That you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to eat it after sprinkling. Ha Yisrael Kavu Chayme. Nobody's allowed to eat it. Kavu Chayme B'Chayme. oil is even stricter because nobody can eat it. Im chutz leklayim, but you cannot eat outside the Beis Hamikdash. Kal v'chomer chatzis v'asher. That if you ate it outside the Beis Hamikdash, we know kal v'chomer chatzis v'asher. Oil is stricter. Hol loy bar hakasa. So what do you pass by oil? Elo oichul mina oil la'achas zika. Anybody, including a kohen, ate from the oil after zika. We know that it has to be totally burnt on the Beis Hamikdash, and we don't have a lav. What we have is an asay. So therefore, it says kol yir. So now it tells you a lav and you get malchus. Elo oichul mina oil la'achazika. Afilu bifnim. Even inside Beis Hamikdash, you like get malchus. So this is what he learns. But what do we bring down this entire brisa for? To teach you about bikurim before the pesukim. From here we can start doing rashis. Omar Rava says Rava, very interesting comment. The leida ime, if your mother is about to have children, she should have children kirab shimit tailor. She should only have children as greater shimit chayi. V'loy, if her children don't measure up to shimit chayi, like tailor, better not to have kids. It's supposed to be some kind of a compliment. But afagav, and even though the east lay picha, everything he said is wrong. It's very hard to say. Everything Rav Shimon said here is wrong. But nevertheless, I only want children like Rav Shimon. We'll ask later why. I want to have children like Rav Shimon. Now, why is everything he said? Okay, look, Rashi, the lady ima kerab Shimon tell the kosher ima letters to vakish rachmi shadav ni rotzen shei kerab Shimon. The avigav these bepircha the mule say everything he said I can shlug up kiddashka kiddemashka pircha bekulav as we're about to shlug every single kavuchemer of his because every kavuchemer is assuming that one is stricter than another. He's going to find from another perspective that the other thing is stricter than this, that mice is stricter than other things, and therefore the kavuchemer is pircha. But nevertheless, you should have children. That what? If they're passionate about something, they make sure that they find corroboration to what they're doing. You stand the well today. My chumra the bekurim and ma'ase. You start off saying that bekurim is stricter than ma'ase. What's the strictness? She cannot sudin mazorim. Bekurim can only be eaten by a koyin. So you're right. Bekurim can only be by a koyin. Adraba. Ma'ase chumra. No, ma'ase is stricter. She can also lo'inen. An oinen, a coin oin lani bekurim, but an oinen, in your vidi, there in Pashat Kisavi, when you give vidi, you say, you did not eat it, boini. So we see that while that oinen is a mice, as a chumrah. Rashi bekurim, mutarim la oinen, the Rab Shimi, vabeg orum, oinen yoy misas meisai. The day that one of his seven relatives died, he's considered an oinen. Okay, so there's a chumrah here. Then you continue. My chumra, the toida v'shlamai. Is that toida shlamim stricter than ma'isa? Why is toida shlamim stricter than ma'isa? What chumra is then toida shlamim? Okay. She came to unin. Matan domim. You need matan domim. What's the chumra by kabbonis? You have to sprinkle the blood in the mizbeach, the emud in the gav mizbeach. Also, you have to leave some of the fats in the mizbeach. Mashenkin by mice, it all gets consumed. Adrava, mice chomer. She came to unin kesef tura. By mice, if you want to be paided, everything kachim you can be paided, but by you can use any coin. By mice, because of tata kesef yotcha, it has to have kesef a matbeah that has a tura. We had some prayers of a matbeah that has a tura. Has to be more choshev coins, currency. So therefore, it's a chumra mice. Rashi. Tone kesef tzura lepidyoyne to redeem. It says v'tzarta kesef biyocha dover sheyesh olav tzura. It's be more chashuv. Next, umay chumra. You have a moom or anything else, you can be paid.
No, so how do you pay your in the way that you
currency? That's what chashuv. If it has no tzura, it's still a currency, but it doesn't. It's not as easily tradable. Umay chumra de b'choyer. Then he says a chumra and b'choyer over toyder shlamim. What's the chumra b'choyer over toyder shlamim l'choyer? Because it's born holy. She can't kedusha semerechem. I'll show you. There's a chumra in toyder shlamim. Adra b'toyder shlamim chamurin. She can't do in the smicha. But there's all kinds of requirements. You have to place your hands on the head and the sochim. You have to have certain the sochim libations or tenufas chazei v'shoyg. You have to wave the chazei, the breast and the shank. Mashenk, and you don't have that b'choyer. Rashi. B'choyer ain't a tone, lay smicha, but lay nesach, and k'nam menachas, pay the shtey midas. Umay chumra, they continue. What's the chumra of chattas v'asher b'choyer? You said chattas v'asher is restricted b'choyer. What's the chumra? She can't kotcha kotchim. Obviously, you can kotcha kotchim, and that's it. Adrabe, b'choyer chumra, b'choyer stricter. She can't kidusha, semerecha, is born holy. Umay chumra, the oyla mechad. You said oyla is stricter than chattas v'asher. Why? She can't call, right? The entire thing is consecrated on the mizbeach. Adrabe, chatzav oshem chamidi, she came mechapri. Chatzav oshem have the ability to be mechapir, mashe ain't kein oila. However, we did learn that oila yuma is mechapir amitzase, yeah. I guess for that you don't really need it, it's not ma'akiv. Kulu chamidi ma'ayla. Yeah.
The thing you have to bring it. You have to bring it. The oil is more like it's a voluntary for the asset.
Yeah.
It's not a direct chiv. In other words, it does the kulula, but you haven't got a chiv to necessarily do it.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. The kulu chamidi ma'ila. All of these have a chumra over oila. Why? The izbush teichil. All of them you have the eibishter gets part of it, and you get part of it. Or kabbanis. Mashengin oila is only the eibishter, except the skin. But the skin is not really the animal. Sorry. Chum means that two people are involved. We had before that an aveda that between adam lechaveda and adam lamokim is much stricter than aveda only between adam lamokim. So the flip side is that a mitzvah which affects others, because the ochlo oisim hashachupa behem, we learn at Gemara Be'er and Psochim, that is a mitzvah. Yes, it's a mitzvah. That's right, and the mizbech. So in other words, there's a mitzvah being involved. There's two people are involved in the mitzvah. Fedi Gemara Be'zei, since according to Rav Shimon got it all wrong. Lemay the lady imek Rav Shimon. Then what? What's this bracha you're giving that Emor Rav Shimon like Rav Shimon when he got it all wrong? The lemay the svida le the day, because Rav Shimon was so passionate about his opinion, misadis le lekrav adorish le. He turned the whole pasuk upside down. The only way he can learn his drasha is if you start from the back and work your way to the front. If you start from the front, there's no kavuchaymis. It's only because you start, all in the back of bikurim, and then you work your way back. Trumas Yatko says bikurim, and then we start kavuchaymis, and then each one added something else. Rashi. Lemay the lady mahoy v'ispech l'misa ma'ush what's a shvach the lemay the svida lei misadis lekrav adorish lei. In other words, he's so passionate about what he believes that he's able to turn the pasuk around. If he died to, according to his opinion, he believed these are chumras. All the chumras that he believes are valid chumras. He obviously doesn't believe in Rava's question. He said that these are all red herrings, right? He believes in chumras. Chamurim needing lechaymer that he thinks that these are chumras. Sora says amikla darshe behepich. He did was he made the whole pasuk fakrumt the whole pasuk. He turned the pasuk upside down to be able to learn what he wants to learn. Limtza Yisurin Shematza, to be able to find Yisurin Shim Dorsha Kasidra Lah Yakulu Bemedisur Lalu Bchalech Vechir. If he would have gone and ordered the Pasik, then he wouldn't have been able to dashin. Shim Dorat Chilu Bchaydis. If the, let's say you've gone to order the Pasik, Bchaydis came first before Bakurin. Bchaydis Abchayr, and then you would ask, Vchimah Bola Lamdenu, what do you want? Why do we Bchayr? Tell you cannot eat it outside of Shlaim. Im La Oichel Chuzachayme, Kavachayme Memeiser. And im la oichel fine, which is true because mice is written early in the pasuk. But then he says im la oichel lifazika. But if it's coming to teach you, you're not allowed to eat it before sprinkling. Kaluchayim metayd v'shlamim can't be because it's written later. Ein zenoch shadayin lematzah metayd v'shlamim. Metayd v'shlamim is the end where it says nadadim and nadavas. That's the end of the pasuk. So what? So maybe that's takwa pchayim come to teach you. You shouldn't eat it before sprinkling. Val korchay hayitzarich leimer halay ba'akasav la oichel b'pchayim lifazika. We have no choice but to learn that pchayim come to teach you before zika. Therefore, he won't have for Yisrael to eat it. He won't have a limit to tell you for Yisrael eats a b'chayit after the zikah, because by Torah of Shlomim, Yisrael does eat it after the zikah. So you wouldn't have the limit for that halacha. Taitzis has a hard time understanding this. So not only did he get the whole pshat wrong, he made fakrum the pasuk, and you're giving him credit for it. No, look at Rashi saying it, because he wanted to find a way to come up with those chumras. He turned the pasuk upside down, and for that, so to give him a credit, forget everything he did is wrong. He's a krumah svara, a krumah pasuk, and you walk around saying how great this guy is. Exactly. So Taze says that he had no choice, and he brings, this is the only way you can learn, and Rav Shimon smart enough to realize the only way to learn. That's how Taze learns. But the way Rashi learns, it's very, very odd. In other words, he's so driven to be machmir that he went out, he broke all the rules just so he can come up with his chumrah. And that's considered somehow or another a complimentary thing, commendable thing. Now I'm going to ask a question. So all of this is because of Kavu Chayme. I don't understand. We learned before, Ein Oin Shem Adin. We learned before that Kavu Chayme doesn't help us. You need a rewritten to get Malkus. So what's up Shimon saying over here that all this Kavu Chayme, so does that help? He said, you need to help me get Malkus for eating outside of Shalayim. It's a Kavu Chayme. So what's a Kavu Chayme? You don't get Malkus for that. Freddy Gemor, and do we give a lav from Kavuchemer, Hafilu Lemandamar Einshin Adin, even the ones who say that Einshin Min Hadin Ain Mazhidin Min Adin. In other words, there's a shita that says you could punish Min Adin. As long as once the Torah wrote a lav clearly for this thing and that thing, And all I'm doing right now is saying, once I know the lav, I have a kal v'chomer for the punishment. You can do that because the gili milsa, the Torah already told you that to me. There's no chilik if it's your sister, basa, your aviv or basimai. And the Torah clearly said over there also. And you also your full sister, it's also to have any relationship with. And then when it comes to einish, the only thing the Torah told us was bas aviv or bas imoy. It's not a problem then to say, and your punishment will also be for bas aviv imoy, because the Torah told you it's asid. And now when it comes to punishment, you don't have to spell everything out. It's obvious. That's what one shita holds. The other shita says, no, even then you still need to be written. And the Mashal says in Sanhedrin, Samachay, what's the swara? Because who said the Aveda of a Bas Aviv u Bas Imoy obviously is worse than just Bas Aviv, because it's not half a sister, it's a full sister. Who said that this kapara of Malkus is enough to take away that stinge, that sin, the stain of that sin? Maybe for Bas Aviv Bas Imoy, the Einish has to be far harsher. That's why Ein Einshim Min Adin. Or others say, maybe every kavuchaymer is logic. Maybe yesh lepicha. Like Rav Shimon gave a whole braise kavuchaymers, and someone else came along and shlugged it up. Maybe you could find somehow or another that a sister bas, somebody will be smart enough to come up with a thing, and comes out you punish for no reason, and a bezin punish for no reason. They're all over alav. So that's why you say einon shemadin. Okay, so the everyone agrees of ein mazhid menadin. You cannot create new isurim from a kavuchaymer. What's the shichay going on? After the Gemara, Isura Baalma, he didn't literally mean you get Malkus. He just meant that these are all Asr. Freddy Gemara, Va'amar Rava, that's only Isur. Rava said, Zor, She'ocha min ha'oila. If a Zor ate from a carbon oila, so look how many things he did wrong. Lifnei Zrika, Chutz L'chaimah. So he did five Avedas there. Firstly, he's a Zor, and Yisrael. Secondly, oila, nobody ate from oila. Third of all, is before the Zrika, no carbon can you eat before the sprinkling. Fourth of all, he ate it outside of the base of Migdash. And fifth of all, he ate a chutzuchayim outside of the Yishalayim. Just for five Vedas. And let Abshim and Leike Chamish. So Rav is clearly, you get Malkus. So he takes this kavuchayim literally that you're actually getting punished for it. What are you telling me? Chamish isurin have. He meant you get five isurin, not that you get, not that you did five Vedas that deserve Malkus, not that you physically got Malkus. Because ain't Einshim min adin. Or ain't Mazhirim min adin. Freddie Gemara, but our Mishnah clearly of an Antanan Elu Heina Leikin, and our Mishnah clearly says that you get Malkus, and one of them is Bikurim. It says right here, one of them is Bikurim, and before you said the Pesukim, and according to Shimon, the only way you learn is from a Kavu Chaimer. So how can that be? Ela Kro Yisaidahu. This entire pasuk of Lesucha Lecho is an extra pasuk. Why? According to Shimon. Remember we said Rishon read Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva is learning, and where's Rabbi Akiva know from? We have no other mocker, so it must be Rabbi Shimon. Nobody, we're saying Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva agrees. Rabbi Shimon's whole gang. Yeah. So he said the vort is the entire pasuk is extra, and the fact that it's extra, that's how we know. Not because of Kavu Chaimis. Why is it extra? Mechdi exceed the pasuk. It says the Haveisim Shomer. You have to bring over there to the base of Midrash your Oilus is Vachim and your Maaser and your Bikurim. This entire pasuk is written in a positive vein. You need to do this and bring the Shalim. Everything is brought in there, and then it says Vachaltam. You should eat the Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. You should eat the Lefnei Hashem Lekecha. Okay. And then it says, where is this possible? It's the wrong pasuk. That's not that pasuk. Different pasuk. Yeah, interesting. It brings the wrong pasuk here. Okay. That's what it says there. So it's a different pasuk. Okay. Anyway, so it says again. It says, psukim, all clearly that you have to eat everything in the base of Mikdash. So therefore, lichtevrach, all the Torah had to write was leisucha leachlam, don't eat them. That's all I say, leisucha leachlam, don't eat them. And we would know it's referring to the entire pasuk that was written before. This is written a few parsha before. Just say leisucha leachlam, now turn into a lav. Don't eat all of those things outside, and you have your lav. And why did the Torah then spell out a whole pasuk again, chayrus and all that? Why? It's all extra. We would know that's referring to all those things I told you about. Eishem Shomer, I'm telling you now. Leshuch lecha b'shurecha. Why do you have to spell it out? To teach you that each one of these things you get malchus for. Meheder mefarj b'rachman olamli. Why do you have to repeat it again and spell it out? What the yichudilu lav lechol chad v'chad, to give you a lav for each one. Let's do Rashi here on top. Now we have a concept on the top of the page. We have a concept called lav shebichlolus. A lav shebichlolus is we have one lav that includes many things you don't get malchus for. Why wouldn't this be a lav shebichlolus? It's lesucha lech v'sherecha, which is one lav, and then it mentions five things, six things. Isn't that a lav shebichlolus? So why are we getting malchus from this pasuk? Says Rashi. Kro Yisrael was an extra pasuk. Hai kro lesucha lech. The kamani lekula begavei counts each one. The mechdi ksiv luminei vaveisim shama. The kula b'hai krok ksiv always in this pasuk. The kasev basi. Let's say afterwards. Leisucha leachla mishrecha. Im alchut lechaim b'bala hazir. If it's coming to tell you don't eat out of shalayim. So therefore, all you have to do, if all is coming to tell you don't eat out, making it into lav, don't eat outside of shalayim. All it should have said is leisucha leachla mishrecha, and that's it. And we know what we're talking about. So therefore must be to give you a lav in each one. Aye, what about lav shebichlolus? Now Rashi asks, well, what about lav shebichlolus? Isn't this a lav shebichlolus? Lo havi, this is not. You know why? Kivon, since the akulhu koi, since the loisucha lech, you already itemized each one. It's not a generic word loisucha lechel, and we know it's covering a bunch of things. The previous psukim says each thing b'chayrus and b'kuri and everything else, and then it says loisucha lechel. We take that word loisucha lechel and we tag it to each iser. It becomes like an individual lav for each one. Havi lav akol chad b'chad. It's as if the lav was written for each particular aveda. The heichi dami lav shebichlol. What's an example of chol? Kigoyim loisucha kim sliyesh. It's a general thing loisucha kim sliyesh. It doesn't go into all the pratim. Or kigoyim mekol hashiyasa begefen yayin. Everything you make out of gefen yayin or chatzonim. So again, these are things which it does not spell out exactly what it is. So it includes more than one thing. That's what lav shebichlol is. But over here, the way, because you have everything in the pasuk before, and then it says these words, the mevi lav ampe nafshi. It's like a, what's the thing?
Yeah.
It's a lot to say. If you ate it outside the line, you can't do it. How do you fix it up? You ate it.
So
the point is that... Remember, it's not a question of where it's written in the passage. The question is, can you do the assay after the lav? Or can you do the assay before the lav? Here, the assay can't be to fix up a lav. Once you did a lav, the sucha lech, let's do one with Rashi. The raya that the lav is for each one again, Malchus. It's as if each one of them has a lav now, the chutz lechaymer. Each one of them is tagged along. So since you don't need any more for each one of these, don't eat outside the shalayim, because he already says lesucha lech v'sherecha and goes on the previous pasuk. Why does the Torah repeat again all these things to teach you all of these new things that the Shimon Yochai said? Why did the Torah mention it to teach you the din? If you ate it before you read the pasuk, also the Enoch and all the other ones, kol chad v'chad lemil say asi. All the other ones, each one has their own thing. Go back to money. Tame has asked you a question. We'll finish with this Rashi. B'chol hakotchi maksum kan. Okay, we have the Torah repeats everything. Dayoch, why don't we just say we learn out in Titan is a lav inyan la oichel lifnei zikin b'kulan? Who told you that each one is teach you a new lav? Maybe the same new lav, which is if you eat a carbon before zrika, you're not allowed to, before you sprinkle the mizbech, and that's what's coming to teach you in each one. Since ain oin shim and adin, then each one needs a separate limud that you're not allowed to eat it before you sprinkle. You can't say, oh, yeah, once I know when this by Tayyid Rishlami, I don't need to know about anything else because of Kabul Chaymer. We just said ain oin shim and adin, or ain mazhiri min adin. So therefore, okay, we know definitely it's coming to teach you one extra lav. That extra lav is don't do it before the zrika. Fine. But that's it. And every single carbon, you need to learn the same thing. Don't do it before you sprinkle the blood. Because you can't say, oh, I would have learned it from another one. Because in Mazim and Adin. Except Bukurim. Sorry? No. Yeah. You're not even worried about that. It's in Mazim and Adin. It's no lav at all. Now, by Bukurim, obviously it's not shy. So Bukurim, we're going to say it means don't do it before you read the psukim. Fine. But all the other ones, once you know by one, learn by all the others. Chut mekurim says Rashi inochinami. You're right. Umasnita and the brayse, the toni loikin But oichel kotchik kotchik chutz leklayim. The braisa that says you get malchus if you ate kotchik kotchik outside of the base of midrash. Where do you learn that from? From the kal v'chomer, but you can't. The basim asad tefilah soichel nafka. For a different pasuk altogether, you can't learn it from here. Taki from another pasuk was asad. The leikel chamish yogavet over chamish yisurim kamer. We go back. We still maintaining whatever says you get five. It means five yisurim, not malchus. There's only one malchus you learn from this pasuk. That's eating it before zrikim or by bikurim if you ate it before you said the psukim. That's it. Stop here.